Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud Beis. We're going to talk about the concept of Niskatnu Hadoros or not Niskatnu Hadoros, the transition of generations. Where does this come up? The Gemara discusses on Kuf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, the detail in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. If a kli gets a hole, and then it gets another hole, then it gets another hole, you keep closing up the holes, but by the time you get to the last hole, if you would have all the holes here, then it would be big enough to be matar the kli, and do you say panim chadashas bo lakan? So we had a detail, and Rabbi Yochanan gave an answer, panim chadashas bo lakan. That was Rabbi Yochanan's answer to Rabbi Chizkiah. So Rabbi Chizkiah got very excited about that answer, and he says, kari ale les dein bar inish. He says about Rabbi Yochanan, this is not a person. This is not a person. Rashi says, el amalach. Right, this was an unbelievable answer. Ika da amre could go in dein bar inish, where he says, oh, this person is a gava rabba. With that background, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rava Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim B'nei Malachim, Anu B'nei Anashim. If the earlier generations are like angels, then we're like people. Im Rishonim B'nei Anashim, Anu Kachamorim. And if the earlier generations are like people, so then we're like chamorim, we're like donkeys. V'lo kachamor Shabbi Chanina Bedosa, V'Rabbi Shabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, not like any special donkeys, like the doggy Rabbi Chanina Bedosa, which we know from Meseches Tainis, what happened with his chamorim, and he came back with the bears on the horns. For sure, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, and Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey wouldn't eat without being muusar. I think we're in chulin. Ella kishar chamorim, like stam a donkey. So if they were like angels, we're like people. If we're like they were like people, we were like we are like chamorim. Okay, we'll have to try to talk about that a little bit later. But either way, this is one of the gemaras that reflect the idea that every generation further in history is a little lower, is a little more diluted, and we could say, oh, those were the days, so to speak, in terms of halacha. And again, there are many sources related to this. Just first of all, what is this Gemara doing here? The Sfasemis here says maybe it's related to the 2 days that we just said. The 2 days we said that Chizkiah called Rabbi Yochanan either an angel or a person. So then Rabbi Zera builds on that and says, oh, if he was an angel, so then we would be like people, v'chulu v'chulu. This Gemara is about Rabbi Yochanan, about how Rabbi Yochanan is amazing. He's either a less Dein Bar Inish or Dein Bar Inish. There are other Gemaras where Rabbi Yochanan himself discusses this concept. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Tesam Abeis, Rabbi Yochanan discusses this concept with his brother-in-law and Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, with Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says in Yuma, Tova Tziporin Shal Rishonim, Mikreso Shal Achronim. Rabbi Yochanan says, greater is the fingernail of the earlier generations than the whole stomach, the whole width of the later generations. And Reish Lakish says, really? I'm Reish Lakish Adarab, Achronim Adifi. The later generations are stronger and more intense. We have such tzaras and shibin malchias, and yet we're osik batorah. So they get into what about the Beis Hamikdash? But either way, Rabbi Yochanan there has that line of this fingernail of the Rishonim is greater than the kares of the Achronim. So that's Rabbi Yochanan in Yuma Daf Tes. Rabbi Yochanan also in Erevin on Daf Nun Gimel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, liban shal Rishonim kepischo shal ulam. The heart of the Rishonim are like the Pesach of an ulam, it's huge, it's open. V'shalachronim kepisro shalheichal, and the later generations are like the Pesach of a heichal; they're much smaller. V'anu kimelo nekev machat sidkis, and our hearts, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's like a little eye of a needle. Who were the Rishonim? Rishonim Rabbi Akiva, Achronim Blazer ben Shemua, or Blazer ben Shemua was the Rishonim, Achronim Rabbi Yoshi ben Rebbe. V'chulu, so again, reflecting the idea that the generations are on a lower level. The Gemara in Makkos also discusses this. All the way at the end, the Gemara there, if you remember, describe how many mitzvahs are there. So obviously the famous Chazal is Taryag, Amar Rav Amnuna. Maikra Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Mo Rasha, Torah Gematria Shismaya V'chatzrei Avi. Torah is Gematria 611. So Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Moshe gave us 611. Anochi V'lo Yelecha Mi'epi Yigvur Shmanum. And Anochi V'lo Yelecha, we heard straight from Hashem. 611 plus 2 is 613. So we have 613, but the Gemara continues. But David, they had made them alachatzas right. David made them in a more concise list, and he made 11 mitzvos. Dechziv, Mizbar la David, the Mizbar the Intilam Tesvav, Miyagur ba'alecha, Mishkom b'har kachecha, Holech tamim, Pol tzedek, he has less than 613, so to speak. He has 11. And the Gemara continues and says maybe it gets down to 7 and 3 and all the different numbers, right? Tzadik be'emunah so yichye. What's going on here with all the lesser numbers on that last daf in Makkos? Says Rashi, She'betchilo hayu tzadikim Earlier generations were tzaddikim, and they could handle a lot of mitzvos, all mitzvos harbe. Aval doros ha'achronim lo hayu tzaddikim kol kach. V'imbo lishmar kulan, ein lecha adam shezocha. If you focus on all of them, doesn't mean that David said you don't have to do all the mitzvahs. But he gave focuses, right? And he gave, if you focus on this, then that will lead to all the mitzvahs. Ein lecha adam shezocha, if you just focus on all 613 separately. Uba David ve'amidam, kadei sheyizku, im yekaimu yiralef mitzvahs alalu. So again, this is also reflected of this. And this is an idea that we find that the generations are further along, further from the source. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky likes to talk about this in two different places. We'll mention, he talks about this both in Kedoshim and in, I think, Bahaloscha. The Pasuk says, Ishimov aviv tiro veshapsosai tishmoru. In the Emes Liyakov, he comments that they have the same, in the Pasuk you have, be mora of your parents and be wary and keep Shabbos. So, Chazal say, what's the connection between the two? That if your parent tells you to violate Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen. Okay, that's one level of interpretation. So he has another level. Nire levair hakesher, bein shnei inyanim eila. Dibbe emes hamamin mekan mesa olam, someone who believes in the fact that the world was always here. They don't believe in God, that there was a creator. Ukamosh ba'aminim umos ha'olam virishe Yisrael. Shebemesha chazman nispata ha'adam mikol mine kofim v'shar chayos v'chadome. Certain type of evolution that we came from monkeys. So then behechrich shesover. So if you believe that man came from the apes, then obviously every generation further from there is better off. Every generation is further, one generation further from the apes. Shekoma shadoras misrachim me'azman akadmon yoser heim futachim. The yoser heim chashuvim alachin adaraba. And therefore, according to that hashkafa, the younger generation should have to be mechabe the older generation. Because after all, the younger generation is one step further away from being connected to the animals. Heim sovrim shadar azogin chayav l'chabit esadarat sa'ir. Aval anu shema aminim sha adamu yitzir kabav shalak adash baruch hu. But we believe that man is the yitzir kabav of Hashem. And there was a borei olam, and there was a kadosh baruch hu created the world and rested on Shabbos v'chula marmad ar sinai. Ukechol shem esrachim adar az yosur. And the further we get from those hashpaos, the more diluted we are. And the less we are, anu misrachim me'ashpoi ha'algol kisu migaluso yizbarach bevadai suma aleinu l'chabit esadar kodem. Then obviously, it makes sense to be mechabi the earlier generation, which is one step closer to the source. Shem him chashuvim gedolim yoser mimenu v'lachein. Therefore, kishabah haTorah, when the Torah comes lahazir alishimova viftiro, when the Torah comes along and says mora of parents, same pasuk, he put Shabbos. Why? Because if you believe in Shabbos, you believe in the Bari Olam, then mora parents. Makes sense. Hutzur chalach chasol l'shados gamas parshas v'shabsos tishmoru. Because Shabbos is zecher v'os l'chidush ha'olam adi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the basis for ishimov aviv tiro. And that's what the Yaakov used this on an airplane when somebody once asked him, how do you get your children to be mechabed you so much and to wait on you? So he gave this as the answer. At the end of this piece, he says, Ben yizeh azkir ma shashamati miyagon rav alachon ha'maserman. Shilu ra Darwin es hachavetz chayim. They would have seen the Chafetz Chaim just once. He never saw the Chafetz Chaim. If he would have seen the Chafetz Chaim, he would have recognized that it's impossible that the Chafetz Chaim had anything to do with the Kofim. So that's one comment of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov also comments in Bamidbar, in Perek Tes, where he discusses there the Gemara in Meseches Tumur and Daf Tezayin. The Gemara there mentions this conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Ben Nun at the end of Moshe's life. B'shoshet ifter Moshe Rabbeinu l'gan Eden, Amar le'li Yeshua, sha'al mi meni kol sveiko she'esh lecha. Moshe says to Yeshua, you know, ask me anything you want. What can I answer to you? Amar le Rebbe, klumi nachticha sha achas, falati l'mokam achir, I've never left you. Lo kach hasavtabi, didn't you write about me in the Torah? Fascinating lesson. Umisharso Yeshua ben Nun nar lo yamish bitocha oel. You wrote that I never left, so I don't have any questions. Miyad tashas kochos shel Yeshua. Immediately Yeshua got spiritually weak. V'nishtachu imenu gimel halachos. He forgot three halachos. V'odu lo zayin meo sfeikos. He had 700 doubts. V'omdu kol Yisrael lahargo. And they were going to get upset. Avalon Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, lo melecha, I can't tell you the answer, so go fight a battle, and they'll get their mind off of it. Asked from Yaakov, I don't understand. Was Yeshua wrong? He was telling the truth. V'yish lahavin alachor Yeshua tzadak bedvarav. V'ilo ha-Yeshua omer l'Moshe, Talmidcha ani u'mimecha ani shosef. He would have said, yeah, I'm your Talmud, and moro no li ma shani chaser. Tell me when I'm missing. What would Moshe have told Yeshua? Yeshua never left. Amnam, says Reb Yaakov. There was one concept that Yeshua needed to know. Nireh. The Av Yeshua Lamed is called a Torah Kula Mi Piagvura Mikomakom Klal Echad Bahalacha Lo Lamad Mimenu. One klal Yeshua did not know, and that's the klal of Shabbos Kuf Yud Beis. He quotes our Gemara. That is in Rishonim Bnei Malachim Anu Bnei Anashim V'Mashon Bnei Anashim Anu Chamor Bahainu Shekana Yemoshe Melamdu Aklal Agadol Shal Chasima Satkufos. He taught him the chasima, the stages of generations in Jewish history. When Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai was finishing, Nigmura Tkufas, Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai, Umatchilas Tkufas, Veninna Li Yoshua. And Yeshua had to know that this is a change. Every generation is a change. V'hari ze kvar tkufa chadasha, v'kvar chal haklal, shemen arishon b'nei ha-malachim, kedei lahamkish ulahadgish lo alimud hazeh. In order to crystallize this and make it tangible, that's why he forgot the halachas, so that he recognized it, that it's not the clarity that you had in the earlier generation. Ukshebikish lachzira, Hashem says, I can't just tell you. It's not like the tkufa Moshe Rabbeinu, where he just asked me and I told him. Achshav shenechtema tkufas Moshe shuv Torah lava shemayimi v'shuv ein ani yachol l'msor l'cha halachos kol zman shata mavakesh. Could it be like Moshe, where Moshe just turned around and asked Hashem? Moshe yachol lomar imdu v'eshma ma'itzav Hashem lachem. Moshe could ask Hashem, tell me. But that's why this is in Baloscha. Aval Yeshua kver ein yachol asos kein shuv einu b'madrigoso shel Moshe. And that is a halacha concept, says Reb Yaakov. Ein ze Hakal zeh shel im arishon b'nei amalachim enu melitza ba'alma ela kol yisodos psikas halacha nivnam alav. All psik halacha is based on this. We'll get to this a little later. Hainu shakal pamsha gemara makshal eza amora mikoach eza brisa. That's because of this principle, because of the earlier generations. Shek shenecht v'eza tkufa shuv yevshel abale tkufa haba la'achem mikam lachlok aleihem ki harei hei b'madrega p'chusa mehem. And that's what the Tana teaches us in the beginning of Avos. There are different tkufos. Moshe, Yeshua, Zekadim, Nevi'im, Anshe Knesset, HaGadola. And at the end of every tkufa, they gather together. The Mishnah, the Gemara, the Chu. So this is all one idea, one message about Niskatnu Adoro, so to speak. Every generation is a little bit less. There are, though, a couple of other Gemaras and sources that seem to point in the other direction. It's not about going down. Right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Chaf Hey, where the Gemara says, "Uvasa alakonim alayim, v'lashofet asher yia b'yemahem." You have to go to the shofet in your door. V'chisala adayetach ha'adam holich etzal dain shalom ha'yebiyamav. What do you mean the dain in your door? Sure, of course. What other shofet are you going to go to? Ha'ein lecha leilech ela etzal shofet shebiyamav. Go to yours, and it says in the previous line, Yiftach bedoro, kishmuel bedoro. Yiftach in his door like Shmuel, lo lamedcha shavilo kal shebekalim, v'nisman apanas ala tzibur, harika aber shebaabirim. Every generation is looked at separately. Or the Gemara in Brachas. Remember that Gemara in Brachas? The Gemara in Brachas says that the earlier generations, Tanam were asking. Just get the lashon brachas chaf amad aleph. The Gemara wonders there. V'chiyavimati amalei of Papa Labaya. Maishna rishonim disrachesh lehu nisa, maishna anan delo misrachesh lehu nisa. This Gemara has a little of both. Why do the earlier generations merit miracles and not the later generations? Imishum tenuye. Is it because of learning? Not true. Bishani Rav Yehuda kule tzuriya ben Ezekin have. In the earlier generations, they only learn Ezekin. Vanaka masdina shisha sidra. We learn all shas, all different sidarim. And when Rav Yehuda came to Uksin, he had some trouble. He says, "Havayis derav Shmuel kachazina hacha." And we have 13 yeshivas of learning Uksin. And yet, they were zochet to miracles. And Gemara says, because they were moser nefesh, and we weren't moser nefesh. But you see from there, in terms of learning, the later generations is possible to have. The Gemara Menachos Chavtes, remember Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu is on Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him there's going to be somebody in the future who's going to darshan mountains of halachos from these little crowns on top of the letters. And Hashem said to Moshe, you know, Moshe says, let me see him, and he shows him, and he couldn't understand even the shir of Rabbi Akiva when he got zapped into that shir. The Talmidim there understood. until they said Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and he had Nechama, but again, you see from there that the later generations had some type of learning. And this is most reflected in the Rambam. In the Rambam, in many, even halachic contexts, the Rambam generally does not seem to work with the principle of Niskatnu Hadoros. Right? He talks about this a little bit more in Nevuchim, but let's learn even some Mishneh Torah halachas, the Rambam by Nevuah. Though other Rishonim, the Drashas Haran and Drash Shmini and others, talk about Nevuah being a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam has it more as a natural phenomenon. When one perfects themselves, so then what could reach that? Miyasodei Hadas, says the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Yesodei HaTorah, Leida, Shahakel Menabe Es Bnei Adam. It's one of the tenets of our faith that Hashem prophesizes to man. Ve'ein ha-nevuah chala ela al-chacham gadol b'chachma, gibor b'midosav, v'lo ye yitzro mizgaber alav, b'davar ba'olam. He's kovish his yitzro always, elohu mizgaber b'daito al-yitzro tamid, v'u baldea rechava nechona an ma'od. Adam, shumamula b'chala midos ha'elu. If when a person is full of these midos, shalem begufo, kshi kanis lapardes, when he goes into the secret thoughts, v'yimshach ba'osu inyanam gedolim harachokim, v'tielo dea nachona lahavin lahasig, v'umiskadesh, and he sanctifies himself, v'holichu poresh midarke klal ha'am. He goes away and meditates, and goes away from the others, v'holichu bizaris atzmo, umalabe nafsho. And he teaches himself shalo tehilo machshava klal be'echad midvarim betelim v'lo mehavli azman v'tach belosav. It's not easy, right, to do all this, to connect, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, every second. Eladaito pnuya tamid lamalak shura tachas hakisei lahavin ba'osan hatsuros hakadoshos hatahoros u'mistacha b'chachmaz shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu kula. When a person does all of this, miyad ruach HaKadosh shorelav, immediately, it's something natural. Ruach HaKodesh, it could be Shora. Right? It's a natural process. That does, he doesn't say that cannot be done in any generation. Right? Whenever you go through this, it might be hard. Whenever you go through this, so then one can achieve the levels of Nevuah. One Rambam. Another Rambam is the Smicha Rambam. The Rambam regarding Smicha, a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says that we would be able to renew the Smicha if all the rabbis of the generation got together in Eretz Yisrael and agreed that this person should get Smicha. This is the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin in the fourth parak. The Rambam says, Nira li advarim, shemiskimu kolach hachamim sheberet Yisrael, limnos dayanim, velismoch osam. If all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael got together, hare elus muchin, then they could confer smicha, and the person could have it, even in any generation. V'yeshlem ladun dinin akrasos, v'yeshlem lismoch al acherim, lefi, but now it's impossible because everybody is mefuzar. The Rambam also says this in Pirsha Mishnayis in Sanhedrin, the same idea, right? She im tia tama mikola talmidim vachachamim limnos ish biyeshiva she yasu rosh ubitnai she yezeb eretz Yisrael hari oso ish tiskayim lo yeshiva v'samach v'yismochu acharkach as misha yirtze, right? It does not change. Maybe one of the most graphic Rambams is the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma. Hilchos Kriyashma, when the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Kriyashma in the fourth parak about a chassan saying Kriyashma on the first night, the Rambam says the chassan is pater from Kriyashma because his das is not panui. As we know, the Mishnayos and Gemara and Brachas. Fine. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, but in the Shulchan Aruch quotes Bali Atosfos, Vahani Mili Bizman HaRishonim. In the earlier generations, we have this Ptur, you can't have Kavana, and therefore don't say Kriyashma. Aval Achshav Shagam Shar B'nei Adam Emes Kavana Karoi. But here, today, we never have Kavana. And nobody has Kavana nowadays. You're not going to say Kriyashma because you're not going to have Kavana tonight? Come on. Who are you kidding? So Gam HaKonis is a Psula Kore, and that's what Bali Atosfos say, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam does not have that. The Rambam in a few places, in Hilchas Tefillah, in Hilchas Kriyashma, he talks about, let's say you travel, and he said, the Rambam says, don't daven for 3 days, because your head is not focused. The Shulchan Aruch says, of course you have to, because then we would never daven. Our head is not focused. But the Rambam is an idealist. The Rambam, in all these areas of halacha, does not change based on the generations. Right? That's the Gemara, the Rambam by Nevuah, the Rambam by Smicha, the Rambam by Kriyashma, and others. And as the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky alluded to before, this is not just a lumdis or hashkafik machlokas, right? There's there's halachic ramifications. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Mamrim quotes that the idea of a Amora not being able to argue on a Tana is something that is bona fide. And they accepted not to argue because it was a different, they were not allowed to argue. Amorim cannot argue on Tanoim, just like Rishonim cannot argue on the Gemara. Right? That's the Chazon Ish. And that's against a little bit what's the Mashmas of the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Mamrim, on the Rambam, that says if every generation, the Mishnah is an idios, and the Rambam quotes it, that if you have a Gadol, Mimena B'chathmu of a Minyan, a Bezdin, they could argue in the previous generation, say yes, the Kesef Mishnah, so why wouldn't the, every Daf and Shas, why wouldn't Amorim argue on Tanoim, says the Kesef Mishnah, because they accepted not to. They wouldn't. Not that they couldn't. The Chazon Ish says, no, this means they couldn't. But the Kesef Mishnah doesn't sound that way. They don't have reshus because, not because per se it's an Issa, but they accepted not to. It was kind of a Kabbalah. And Reb Chaim, quoted in the Kovach Yirmin of Abbasra, Tafir Shalom Gimel, says the same idea. That if they would have known it, they probably wouldn't have, because they assume that they might not be b'chavi to the Emes. But it's not as much of a halacha in terms of more than a Kabbalah. But either way, this is another halachic ramification of this. There are a number, we don't have time to go through it now, a number of issues relating to the hashkafic messages of our Gemara. Getting back to our Gemara, if they're like angels, we're like people. If they're like people, we're like donkeys. Some say that it means if we view them as angels, then we're like people. If we view them as people, then we're like donkeys. Or others say that it's a mechayev. It's mechayev. The earlier generations are like that. So we're mechuyev. We're mechuyev to raise ourselves up, at least to be connected to them. They quote that the Sfasemis maybe says, based on the Tanit Vilio, Masi Yagiu Masa Lamasi Avosai. We have to make sure that our Maisim touch, doesn't have to be exactly the same. Yagia, Nagia, Masi Yagiu Masa Lamasi Avosai. That's what we have to try to do. And again, like the language of the Tosfos Rid, in the Chuvas Rid, Simon Samach Beis, we have to recognize that we're standing on giant shoulders. Again, there are messages for both approaches. The idea of Neskanu Adoros, the idea of Shivui Hadoros, but those are more al derech Tashkaf and the Mesoros, so maybe another time we'll get to talk about the messages of these ideas. Okay, we'll stop here.